morning. I was thinking of an interesting question which comes up sometimes, that we all know, we've spoken in the past about the mitzvah of halach is neir Shabbos, that it's a chiv upon men and women to light neiris on erev Shabbos. So in a household where there's a couple, there's a husband and wife, so even though it's a chiv upon everyone that there should be neiris lit in this house, but the mitzvah was placed more on the lady of the house, and because she's involved in the mitzvahs of the house, this is one of her mitzvahs. She could even if the husband says, I want to do it myself, she could say, no, I said she wants to do it, and she gets the mitzvah to do it. And she makes a bracha l'halik ner shel Shabbos. If it's getting late, and we see that she's running late, and she may not light, so then of course the husband will light also with a bracha. And there are other cases where she's away or he's away from the house and he has to light by himself. A man also lights the neiris with a bracha. The question is, what happens if... So therefore, Bachrim also have a mitzvah of halachas neiris. And following the halachas would seem that each bracha should light in their room. However, because of safety, we don't light the rooms. With Seimech on, either the neiris that are being lit in the dining room, in the makom achila where we're eating, or if we're eating out, so bachrim rely on the neiris that are being lit in the place where they are eating. What happens if you go away for Shabbos and you forgot to bring along with you a neiris, a candle, or oil, whatever you plan on lighting with, you forgot to bring it along. And now, so can I be samech on electricity to mekayim the mitzvah of halachas neiris Shabbos? So if you're just sleeping in the dira where you are and you can be eating somewhere else, so again, you can rely on the neiris that they're lighting over there. You put on some light in the apartment because there has to be light. There's a halacha that there should be light that no one trips or walks into the walls. And you'll be samech on the mitzvah of halachas neiris, that'll be on the place we're eating. But let's say you plan on having a bachrim suda in the dira where you're staying, and over here we forgot to bring long candles. Do I need to run around right before Shabbos, knocking on the neighbor's door, asking for some candles to light, or I could be samech on the electricity? So here, it's very interesting. There are those paiskim which hold that ner means a candle, either of wax, of oil. There has to be something that burns. And electricity is not called a ner. And therefore they held the Yanamakayim the mitzvah with electricity, and yet you would have to go knock on the neighbor's door to find out if they have extra candle for you. However, other places can explain that when we say lahalik ner shel Shabbos, the word ner in Chazal we find is the holder, is the candle holder, is what holds the oil, what holds the wax candle. So anytime there's a base kibble, there's something there that's something there that holds what's giving off light, that would be enough for ner. As opposed to, let's say, wood. If I had wood, I just light the wood up and I'm making a fire. There's no ner over there. There's nothing holding the fire. But if there's something holding the fire, that's already ner. Therefore, they learn that the fixture of a candle, of a light, is the ner. And also, they go to a step further, that when I turn on the electricity, that's called lahadlik. I'm doing a maisa of being madlik the ner, and therefore they held that one could be samech on electricity, if needed, with the bracha of lahadlik ner. Yeah. One second. So they're a good question. So therefore, according to these paiskim, that's what the lashon ner is. There are those that want to make a difference between a condensed light and a fluorescent, because the condensed gives off heat. It gives off heat, so it's similar to fire, but and a fluorescent is cold. But according to what we're saying, it makes no difference because that ner is referring to the fixture, what's holding it, not the ner itself. It doesn't have to be fire. Halacha lemaisa. Rabbi Aaron Cutler and Rabbi Shlomo Zalman held that if one needs to, they could be samech on electricity and make the bracha. Rav Yashav also. However, Mitzacheni, Rav Moshe Feinstein held that if you need to, you could use the electricity, but not to make a bracha of Lalig Ner Shal Shabbos on electricity. Therefore, it seems to be a big machlekes. It's a suffik. So usually we say when there's a suffik, suffik brachas lahakal. And therefore, if one has no choice, they ran to the neighbors and they could not get the candles to light, and they need to be samech on electricity, they could be samech on it. It's probably better not to make a bracha, but if it irks you to light without making a bracha, then you have on whom to be samech to light with a bracha. A Shabbos.